Well, Ashin, I don't think it's set in fully yet. Now, obviously, I've, the crowd, like people have been coming at me saying, "Well done, congratulations, etc." But I don't think so. No, I don't think it's set in yet.
Going into the championships, were you targeting a medal, Fenton? Was that on the cards, was it?
No, not at all. No, I just wanted. I was going in just for a PB. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, you were going for a PB, and you certainly got it on the opening day. So you achieved your goal in the very first race.
Yeah, no, certainly. I achieved my goal, and then there was a little in my back of my head. I was like, "Oh well, I'm not too far off of the Irish record," and I also broke that in the heats. So,
When we look at the semi-final, you qualified outside of the top six. You were one of the so-called two fastest losers to make it through to a final. Was there even a medal again in your mind at all going to the decider? Or were you just looking to break another PB again?
No, I was just looking to break another PB because as soon as I ran that race, I didn't run it very well, and I was like, okay, well, that's kind of it. I'll sit here, and fourth, fifth, maybe will be great, but I definitely need no medal. Medal was not in the mind.
What were you thinking then going into the final? What was it like in the start line? You nervous?
No, I wasn't as nervous for the heats or the semis. I was calm, relaxed, confident, you could say. And I just was enjoying the moment.
And I suppose that was a major factor in you taking a medal. You weren't too nervous. You were very, very calm with your surroundings. Looking back at it, the commentator referred to it as an outstanding run from Dewhurst, and that's pretty much what it was. So it was a fantastic run on the final from you, Fenton.
Yeah, it was. I did the impossible, I think.
Yeah. What was it like coming around that last bend of the 400-meter hurdles? You had 100 to go. You were going into the final stretch. What was the feeling like in the legs?
The feeling, actually, usually there's a it's a real slow, sluggish movement, but I could really feel that I was going. And the Irish crowd, there was a little group of Irish just cheering me on. It really helped, and I just went for it.
Your expression on your face at the end of the race after the camera panned away from the Norwegian winner, it seemed to be total shock. Were you in shock at that stage that you had taken a medal, Fenton?
Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%. Like you can imagine, I was going in thinking fourth or fifth or PB would be great, and then to get second, not even third, it was incredible.
Incredible performance, and listen, huge congratulations again on getting the medal. But the 400-meter hurdles, how did it all start out for you and getting involved with hurdling, Fenton?
Well, I started out very young, 7, 8, just into athletics, and then I started competing about 8 or 9, I think. I did high jump, and then it progressed in hurdles, progressed into multi-events, and I became stronger as a runner, stronger as an athlete, just because of the multi-events.
Yeah.
And there was one day Brian just went, "Oh well, we'll have a go at the 300 hurdles." So it goes from 250 to 300 to 400. I tried the 300 in All Ireland's in September, and I came second, and I think that was kind of when it clicked. That was when we thought, gee, this might be the event.
Yeah. How long ago was that? September of what year?
September last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you've certainly impressed, and you've certainly come on from a 300 into an impressive 400-meter runner. You mentioned Brian there, your coach Brian McMonagle. You've worked a long time with him, have you?
Yes, he's been my coach literally since I was 7 or 8. He's been there all the way.
Yeah, and obviously it was a very proud moment for him too, watching you cross the line and take a European silver.
Yeah. As soon as I crossed that line, I was gobsmacked. And then I look around, see if Brian was there, and see my dad, and I was looking for everyone, you know.
Yeah, it's brilliant for the club as well, Fenton. Tyrconnell, I was speaking to Eamon Harvey actually a couple of weeks ago about how the youth within the club have been excelling. And again, this performance, this medal winning performance by you shows, I suppose, all the hard work that has been done by everybody involved in the club, and in particular the coaches there.
No, Eamon's he's great with the club, and the club, I can't thank the club enough for the, they put some money towards Frankenville, which was my first international. I didn't even think I was going to Frankenville, and then I was selected for it just last minute, and the club paid for some of the flights because the Irish team couldn't, because they had to either kick someone off the team or just made me join. So I joined, and that was great. Like, it was a big help.
Can't forget about your brother, because he's a hurdler too, and he's a talented runner as well, isn't he, Fintan?
Yeah, Ethan. Yeah, no, he's getting there.
He's getting good stuff. Listen, the World Championships are starting on Friday. We've got three Donegal athletes, part of the Irish 21 team that's there. Now that you've won a medal at under 18 European level, does that performance give you belief that maybe one day you could be representing Ireland at a World Senior Championships and even maybe go as far as an Olympics, Fintan? Is that a dream of yours?
Yes, that's a dream. It was a dream since I was, again, 7 or 8, since I started. It was a dream to compete for the Irish team and then to do it and win a medal at Europeans. That was crazy. And yeah, 100%. Worlds or the Olympics is definitely, I'll have a go. Like.
Well, there's no downtime for you at the moment because you've got a busy weekend. You have the SAB International on Saturday, and then there's under 23 Nationals on Sunday. So what are you hoping for out of the weekend then, Fintan?
Well, I'm hoping, obviously, to win in the SIABs because it's only UK and Ireland. So I should have a fairly all right run. Hoping to maybe, I could even PB again, but I don't really care too much. Not too fussed. And then the under 23s, I'm hoping to just get a good run because the hurdles are higher. It's real men's height. Yeah. So I want to get a good run, a good introduction to that height.
After this weekend, what's next for you? I'm sure there'll be a bit of downtime on the way, will there, for you?
I'm not thinking ahead too much. I'm kind of just taking it a day, every day as it comes. And I'll see what happens. There might be little small competitions that I may enter in. There's multi-events coming up. I may have a go. Yeah.
Okay. When's the Worlds coming at your age group? Is that next year, is it?
Next year, Worlds under 20s, I believe, or else it might be under 20 Europeans. It might be a selection stuff.
Yeah, and do you have to qualify for them, or maybe the performance that you had in the under 18s, is that good enough to maybe to secure your qualification, or do you have to go through a whole process again, do you, Fintan?
I have to keep fit, and I have to, so there's A's and B standards for Worlds. So if I get 2 B standards, which I believe is 52-4, so if I run 52-4 in 2 separate competitions, I qualify. That's next year, mind you. And if I get 1 A standard, which is 51-9, you just get straight through. Now, there's always these little things, like you can't compete in multiple events and stuff like that. So I'll be going just for 4 hurdles, and yeah, obviously I'll have a go. Hoping, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, listen, the best of luck with what lies ahead for you, Fintan, and this weekend as well. But many thanks for joining us here in Highland Radio, and enjoy your continued success off the back of the European silver medal winning performance, because it was a fantastic performance, and congratulations again. Thanks for joining us, Fintan.
Thank you, Oisin. It's been a pleasure. It really has.